My last visit was not pleasant, and not one I often consider, for it pains me to realize that I, a ranger, have worked openly against dwarves and elves for the sake of orcs, for the sake of the peace, I tell myself. But in the end, that dodge can only hold true if Catty Bree's admonition, if Mialiki's claim is not true. If orcs are not to be counted among the reasoning beings born of a choice in their road, then I will follow Brunner to Mithril Hall. If the orc raiders are as prevalent as Brunner insists, then I am sure I will find good use for my blades, and likely at Brunner's side, vigilant hunters striking without hesitation or guilt. But I will not start a war. That chasm is too wide. Am I wrong, then, in hoping that the decision is taken from us before we ever arrive? In hoping that the Kingdom of Many Arrows proves Catty Bree's point in no uncertain terms? Where's the baby's room? I hear her again, often in my thoughts, in that dwarvish brogue of old, and with the ferocity befitting a daughter of King Brunner Battlehammer. And though Catty Bree carried this accent for many years, and can fight as well as any, this time her cheer rang discordantly, painfully in my ears. What of Nozheim, then? The goblin I once knew, who seemed a decent sort, undeserving of his harsh fate. Or am I really saying? What then of Drizzt? I want to deny the message of Mealy. Once I claimed the goddess as that which was in my heart, a name for what I knew to be true and right. And now I want to deny it, desperately so, and yet I cannot. Perhaps it is the harsh truth of Faerûn that goblin kin and evil giant kind are just evil, by nature and not nurture. And likely my perception of this truth has been distorted by my own determined escape from the seemingly inevitable path I was born to follow, and perhaps distorted in dangerous ways. On a very basic level, this message wounds me. And that wound is the burden. Is there, in this instant, no place for optimism, and an insistence that there is good to be found? Does that outlook, the guiding philosophy of my existence, simply have no place in the darkness of an orc's heart? Can I start a war? I walk this road tentatively, but also eagerly, for I am filled with conflict. I wish to know. I must know. I am afraid to know. Alas, so much has changed, but so much remains the same. The spell plague is gone, yet trouble seems ever to be brewing in our wake. Yet we walk a road into deeper darkness, into Gontalgrim for the sake of a lost friend, and then, if we arrive, into the midst of a greater storm. For all of that, have I ever been happier? Drizzt Do'Urden. Chapter 9. When the Sun Went Down.
You shouldn't have stopped me,
Dahlia said with an accompanying hiss when Intrary walked back into the room they shared in Port Last, a high room in the inn called Stonecutter Solace, tucked up against the eastern cliffs of the sheltered city. Dahlia sat at the room's lone window, looking west, to the docks and the ocean of the reclaimed city, reclaimed in no small part because of the actions of this very group of adventurers. The sun sat low on the horizon before her, ready to surrender to the twilight.
That again? Entreri asked with a snort.
He was returning from a late supper with the other three of their party, a meal in which the pouting Dahlia had refused to partake. Dahlia swiveled around in her seat to regard him, her face scrunching with that unrelenting anger. She wore her hair in the top braid again, something she had not done in some time,
and her magical blue facial woad seemed particularly angry to Entreri this evening, somewhat resembling a hunting cat, and she turned and tilted her head obstinately. At least, that was the impression it gave to him.
"Do you think he is following us?"
she asked. "No. In truth, the assassin had no idea whether Drizzt had decided to follow them out of Icewind Dale, nor was he overly concerned in any case, at least not for the reason Dahlia was clearly concerned. Likely Drizzt had remained in Icewind Dale, as he had indicated he would. He was probably licking his wounds and looking for some way to redeem his reputation among the folk of Ten Towns, Entreri figured. For the assassin had seen the pain on Drizzt's face when they had been denied entry to Bryn Shander. Drizzt should have come with them, Entreri believed, although Dahlia had made that road far more difficult. Or perhaps Entreri was simply considering his own preferences, to have the capable and steady drow warrior at his side. That realization surprised him more than a little.
"He will seek revenge," Dahlia insisted. "You should not have stopped me."
Entreri laughed at her.
"He deserved to die," Dahlia spat, and she leaped out of her seat and stormed across the room to stand before the man.
"We were the ones who betrayed him, remember?" Entreri came back with a snicker. "And Drizzt forgave and never once confronted me."
"He dismissed me,"
Dahlia interrupted, as if that explained everything regarding her outright attack on the drow. She poked her finger into Entreri's chest as she spoke, which brought another amused smile from the man. So Dahlia slapped him across the face, but he intercepted, catching her by the wrist and turning her arm down and around with a painful jerk. "I am not Drizzt O'Erden," he assured her evenly. "If you attack me, I will fight back."
"We have battled before,"
Dahlia reminded him.
"Yes. But then I didn't understand your strange weapon,"
the assassin replied, using that voice that had chilled the blood of so many victims over the decades, usually right before his blades had drained that same blood. "I know your style and tricks now. If you attack me, have no doubt I will kill you." He let go of her wrist, shoving the arm aside, and Dahlia